The following episode of Porch Talk will be archived online after its scheduled broadcast over the air. The archive is located at wwer.org. Now on to the show.
Thank you, and you're listening to 88.1 FM WWER in Colonial Beach, Virginia. This is your mayor, Robin Schick, and I'm here today to interview Ethel Jenkins, local resident of the Meadows. Hi, Ethel. How are you doing today?
Doing quite well, thank you.
That's so wonderful to hear. We're honored to have you as our very special guest on WWER. You're a living piece of Colonial Beach history. You've been here for some time, and you have just celebrated your birthday.
Yes, I celebrated my 90th birthday.
Born
yes.
in?
I was born in Washington, D.C., and spent my early days in Clinton, Maryland, where my father had retired. And he did some farming, so we had tobacco. We had hogs, we had chickens, we did all of that. And I would work with my father in the summertime doing the tobacco.
In Maryland?
In Maryland, Lakeland, Maryland.
In Lakeland, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Quite different today.
Quite different. I mean, it's all built up.
I know, you wouldn't even know there
like
was a farm
city.
There.
It's like a city, not a country.
It really is. So how have you seen a change from when you were born? When did you first visit Colonial Beach?
That was quite a while ago. It was before the 90s because I had friends that I worked with at St. Jerome School, and they had property here. So I was invited for a particular party. I don't remember what it was exactly, and liked it because it just looked so familiar in terms of, you know, the way it was laid out in more suburban or country. Yeah.
Especially as that whole area of Maryland was building up.
Well, Clinton is no longer country.
Correct.
Definitely not country.
No, definitely not. Around here, we like to claim we are a little bit still, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
When you moved to town, what are some of the things that you like to do here in town?
Well, when I first became involved in town, I was at the Taizen Market. I took some classes there at that time, Caitlin.
The culinary classes.
Yeah, the culinary classes. That's how I met quite a few people there. I met Chris Guido. I met some other people there. And so that was really interesting. I really enjoyed that so much. And then later on, Caitlin, she was no longer at the shop. She had classes at her home, so that was enjoyable too.
Were you already retired when you moved in to Colonial Beach?
No, I was not.
So what did you do for work?
I did the weekend because at that time I had a house, and so I would come down with my mom on the weekend from the job, from St. Jerome's, and I would cut the grass and do those types of things. And my neighbor would do the edging and all of that for me, the halls. They were very helpful to me.
And where was that house located at?
It was on Potomac Lane.
Okay, yeah, I know where that is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you came with your mother?
And I would come down and bring my mom from school on the weekends.
That sounds nice.
Mm-hmm. It was. She really enjoyed it. Yeah. But now I wasn't connected to the town as such. It wasn't until I sold the house because I realized, you know, getting older, I would not be able to keep the property up the way it needed to be kept up. So then I decided to sell.
Is that when you moved into the Meadows?
Yes. I moved from the house to the Meadows.
And you are like the Meadows extraordinaire, in my humble opinion. I think, like, you always know what's going on. You always, you know the events. You get around town so well. I mean, you have a social life. Ethel, I see you all the time.
I do have quite the social life.
I think at 90 years old, that's just a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
I love it. And I know you're involved with church here in town, but I've seen you eat with at Hunan, with the Episcopal Church. Is that your primary church? Or
St. Mary's is my primary church. Right, right.
And do you do any other church activities?
Oh, I do some other things. Earlier we did the lunches. Remember we had the Saturday lunches and people would come in and we had for the neighbors to get together and that type of thing. And that went quite well. And then after COVID, then, you know, it sort of shut down. We're trying to get it going again.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
It would be nice to bring, you know, to bring the residents or community together. Yeah.
I always enjoyed the soup. You know, the soup and it was very good. And it was, you know, it was so inviting to everyone in town. You didn't have to, you know, qualify in some way.
Right,
you just
exactly.
were coming
just
to eat,
had
a,
to come.
Eat right. a meal with your neighbors.
That's
yeah.
right. And that was nice. And then Bob Taylor. And you know Bob Taylor.
Of
Bob
course.
Taylor played music. He would come down with his group. And I think Dave came down as well to play. So it was a nice time.
Yeah. How is Bob these days?
He's doing okay.
Well, we're thinking about him and praying for his recovery.
Yeah, he did have a fall. It was quite serious.
He did. Yeah. He did. I hope to see him out and about very soon. What in Colonial Beach are some of your favorite places to go?
Well, mostly we eat out. So I've gotten involved with El Toro with Taco Tuesday.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
become quite popular, Taco Tuesday.
I hear it is.
You can go and even get it, take it out and take it home.
It is too bad today is Wednesday.
Yeah, I did yesterday.
Did
I
you
got
go
my
yesterday?
Meal. Yeah, it was
that's
delicious.
Good.
And then, of course, they're no longer here. Ola's was a place to go at that time. So, and then we have a few new places. We have, I can't think, the coffee shop.
Love Bites or
Love
the
Bites,
Buzz?
No, Love Bites. Mm-hmm. And then Lenny's is quite popular. And Lenny's has introduced something new. They have what they call a lunchbox. Oh. So they have, you can order, you know, your sandwich. And I did get an order the other day. So they gave me my sandwich, bag of chips, applesauce, something else, and a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that
and
sounds chip, excellent.
And chips.
Right.
Yeah. And a reasonable price. I mean, it was a good price for what I got.
I would say Lenny stays busy.
And they prepared quite nicely. Oh, cookies.
Oh.
They gave us cookies. So they put it in a nice box. So if you're here to visit for the beach, you just take your box down. And that was the purpose, because I did ask her about that.
Oh, no, that sounds excellent.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's an ad for Lenny's right there. Go get your lunchbox.
Go get your lunchbox.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea. Yeah, we do love eating in town. You know, I remember very fondly eating with my grandparents on a very regular schedule.
And I remember your grandparents.
Yes, and we often were sitting in the same places at the same, mm-hmm. you know, at tables right next to mm-hmm. one another. And we did have our, you know, regular days. Monday was mostly Ola's, although Ola's did switch a couple days. And sometimes we went to Ola's several times a week, to be honest. And Tuesdays was always Hunan.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesdays was always Lido's.
Mm-hmm.
And Thursdays, I'm trying to think, I feel like was Mexican food. And then Fridays was Dockside. And I think they ate on that schedule, a weekly regular schedule like
schedule.
That for like 20 years.
Mm.
Or I don't know. It's a long time. It seemed like a long time.
A long time, right.
Yeah. But it is so nice to have all these options here.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is very nice, you know.
And we get together with friends.
And that's true.
And that is why you are the social butterfly of Colonial Beach, Ethel. Because you're always out and about with people, and you're always, you know, I think it's part of our culture to eat and share and talk and, you know, be with one another. It helps bring our town together.
That's very true. That's very true.
What are some of the things you've seen change in town?
Well, at this point, it is growing so quickly in so many things in terms of housing, in terms of the different restaurants. The housing is quite expensive for a lot of people. And of course, when the residents, you know, that's a problem for them economically. So it's a little hard. But there's definitely a lot of growth in town in terms of the businesses, in terms of housing and that type of thing. But many people will not be able, you know, local people probably will not be able to afford some of the places.
Yeah, in my age range or yours, I think, but the Meadows is such a great option for people. So tell me a little bit about the Meadows and how that works.
All right, you have to be 62 mm-hmm. for one thing to qualify. You come under it's under the HUD regulation, so you do have to have a certain income. The rent is based on your income, and that's annually. I guess you call it a resort.
Okay.
I think that's the word for it, a resort, because you have to have your bank statements or that kind of thing, and they review that, and they review all those things. So based on the total of whatever your annual income, then there's an assessment in terms of your rent. So your rent is definitely based on income. Yeah.
So for, you know, most of people over 62 are thinking about being on, you know, fixed income.
Right.
From their retirement and things like
right,
that.
Right.
I've always heard there's a long wait list. Is that true?
Oh, there is a long waiting list. I think we have almost 100 people on the list.
Wow.
And the turnover it's slow at times. But the last year, we've lost a lot of people. Either because they had to move because of age and go into assisted living.
Right.
Or we've had several deaths.
Yeah.
You know. And the other thing, which I did not mention, you qualify in terms, of course, if you have your name on the list, but you have a priority if you're a veteran or homeless.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good to know for our veteran and...
Right, for a veteran.
Yeah, or
right.
Anybody who is really in a home challenging situation right now.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where do they go to put their name on the list?
They go to the main office.
Okay.
Yeah, which is 400 A Meadow Avenue.
And 400 B is?
B.
Is you.
But they see Diane Wilkins.
Mm-hmm.
She is the lady who takes care of the residents.
Okay, mm-hmm. So they can go see Diane.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's good to have an opportunity to get that information out on the radio mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. people.
And then we also have, which... Cindy Tucker is operating the Active Lifestyle Center.
Oh, tell me about that.
So then 3 days a week, people come to do different activities. They might do crafts, they might do games. Sometimes they'll have a party or birthday party or that kind of thing. And and then annually there's a trip to Deltaville, which is called the May Day. And everybody, all of the complexes in Virginia go there and celebrate. So there may be 100 people. They're bused down by Bay Transit.
Wow.
So they go down, you know. And that's it's a beautiful thing.
I didn't know that. You guys were keeping that secret. So there's an adult activity center located within the Meadows. And that's open to all residents of Westmoreland County, and they can come and sign up for activities there.
Yes.
And through that activity center, they play games and...
have different events, and they also have speakers who come on a particular subject. They may be invited to do that. Yeah.
So it keeps pretty active over there, and then yes. You still have access to get around town, I think, because Bay Transit
comes and will, yeah.
Also helps with that.
Right.
So you said that they throw parties sometimes.
Yeah, they have birthday parties and that kind of thing. They celebrate birthdays.
How did you celebrate your 90th birthday? Did you have a party?
I'm going to have that because I couldn't do it on Monday, my birthday, because I was away.
Oh.
So they're going to do it for me on Friday.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. That is so exciting.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You're joining the Bob Taylor crew now, that's you right. know.
Right.
Yeah, that's a big milestone. What did it mean for you to turn 90?
Well, I mean, to turn 90 was a true blessing, really, and I'm extremely grateful.
Amen.
Because there are so many, many people here who have health problems. And I say sometimes to people, all you need to do is go down here to Westmoreland for the people who are there and see the condition that some people are in. They can hardly move. They're not close to 90. They're not even 80. And so to reach this age is a true blessing.
What has kept you so young, Ethel?
If anything, it might be, I would say, I like to think young. I like to get involved in new things and that kind of thing. Learn new things.
I can see that. I can see you. You try. I think you go outside of your comfort zone, you know?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit?
A little bit.
And
I have become involved in the CB Creative, which I really enjoy. I do one day a week, I'm the docent there. I hate to use that word because it makes me sound whatever. I greet people.
Well, docent's okay.
And then
you're a greeter.
Greeter.
Yes.
And I enjoy that very much. It's a beautiful space.
And they have a lot going on there too, don't they?
They do. They really do. Mm-hmm.
So you are busy. See, the Episcopal Church.
The church.
And CB Creative,
mm-hmm.
the Activity Center, you know, it's a lot of hustle and bustle. And then going out to eat everywhere, you know, yeah. trying new things. is there anything you wish for this year for your birthday? You have a birthday wish?
That I keep healthy and keep alert, because that's important too, you know. Because as you get older, you know, you get quite forgetful. And I'm trying to do things that will help my memory.
Yeah, I think, I just hope I'm as, you know, as cognitively able as you are right now. I mean, and that's incredible.
But your mother and father were that way too, correct?
Yeah, my grandparents were still pretty
yeah,
with it,
right.
you
yeah.
know, through that, you know, and they passed away right at 86,
mm-hmm.
so, and that was during COVID, but I think, yeah, I got some all right genes, we'll see how it goes.
Right.
I think the oldest cheeseburgers helped, or they're really hamburgers, because I don't eat cheese.
I always say, I wish we just had a place for hamburgers. And then someone suggested to me yesterday, why would you have a hamburger place when you have McDonald's? And McDonald's is...
Do you eat at McDonald's a lot?
No, not a lot.
No,
definitely
okay.
not a lot.
So
no.
Tips to turning 90, don't eat at McDonald's
no, it
a lot.
It didn't come from eating from McDonald's, no.
It didn't come. What is your favorite food?
That's a good question. I don't think about that too much. I like chicken, mm-hmm. and if I could have a nice steak, that would be nice. I would enjoy a nice steak. And I like, just the usual macaroni and cheese. I don't have a, you know, very appetite that's out of this world. You know, just regular food.
Not hard to please.
Not hard to please, no. Hot dogs, yes, right.
Oh, my grandma loved a hot dog, actually.
And that gentleman, when they couldn't have the hot dog place, now he has it down here, you know, across the street.
Yeah, at the...
And by Willie's.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, so you've already got hot dogs there,
that's
too.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, that's good. That's Smurf spot, right? Yeah.
From New York City. I spent a time in New York. So the hot dogs in New York at the corner, you know, they would grill them and all of that. Oh, they were so good.
Hot dogs and smog in New York. I love it. So where else have you lived? So Maryland, D.C.,
I lived in New York. I lived in Brooklyn, New York.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what did you do up there?
I lived there for 10 years. My husband went there to teach. And before we left, he was terminally ill. And so I had to come back to D.C. However, they did name the school after him.
Wow.
Yeah, which was quite an honor.
So your husband was a teacher?
Yeah, then he became a principal.
Oh.
So as principal... Well, it was a large school. It was one of the largest in Brooklyn at that time.
And you also teach?
No.
But you work at a school?
I worked as a secretary.
Oh, okay.
Administrative assistant, because it wasn't just secretary. It was just many things. So the story there is I was called to come to St. Jerome's for 2 days. And the principal at that time, Sister Joyce, called me, and I said, well, yeah, I would come. So I wound up there 30 years.
Oh, okay.
And the person who recommended me was Sister Jerry, because I had previously worked at a school where she worked, so she recommended me to Sister Joyce. So that's how that happened. But I was there 30 years.
Wow. So you retired from there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever go to any school events here? Sports events or games?
Yeah, I've been to some school events, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I find the football games to be pretty fun and basketball and all that. I still go see the Drifter.
No, I went to the kids who were going to participate in Juneteenth. And
oh,
they were
yeah.
doing the artwork, mm-hmm. the art. So I went to school to hear them and so it's hear and see, because they were playing music and all of that. So I enjoyed that very much.
Yeah, that's great. There's lots of things to do with the school, too, sometimes, mm-hmm. I think, mm-hmm. To get all generations involved across
right.
the board is always good. What, over your lifetime, I'm going to reflect a little bit on your 90 years, what do you think is the most surprising invention?
The most surprising invention. I have to think on it. I just right off the top of my head, other than, of course, being in space. So that's not,
sure. No,
you know,
I mean,
but,
that's a pretty big one.
Right. But just the new things that are constantly evolving.
Do you have a phone?
Yes.
Like a smartphone?
I have a smartphone.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I do.
You got an email account, because I've emailed you before.
Mm-hmm. I have an email account.
So you're kind of hip with it, too.
And I do enjoy looking at YouTube.
Oh,
I
okay.
get many things from the YouTube channel, which I think is a great channel. It's
oh,
a
yeah.
great source of information.
You can fix anything with
there
YouTube.
There you go. There you go.
It keeps you independent, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You watch YouTube.
True.
What's something you still want to try or learn? Something you haven't done yet or learned yet that you still have yet to do, you want to do?
No, I'm not going to do it, but if I were able to, I think I would take another balloon ride. I took a balloon ride many years ago.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, really.
Like up in the air?
Yeah. Yeah.
Were the strings still attached?
In California, yeah. I was with the sisters. I was with the nuns.
Wow.
And
did they let go of the ground? Or did you stay attached to the ground?
No. You went up. You went up. It's beautiful. It's
I've never done that.
It's a beautiful experience. I mean, you don't get a sensation of movement at all. And the balloons are so many different colors, so when they inflate those balloons, they're absolutely beautiful.
I love this idea.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to get a balloon ride on Town Hill. for Ethel for her 90th birthday. But this is a challenge now. You're giving me a challenge. I think that would be. I've seen them at like
they
a festival.
They do have them in Virginia. Do they not have?
I think
the
they
balloon
do.
Rides, and I can't think of the place. I think they have them.
I think they do have them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds lovely. I mean, over the Potomac River, could you imagine how pretty
right,
that would be?
Right,
right. It'd be fantastic. Well, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would like to take a nice train trip.
Oh, yeah. Well, we definitely have trains in Virginia.
Yeah. You know, they have the train rides. And I don't know now whether I'd be able to do that because, you know, your muscles and so forth and so on, you know.
There's a scenic rail
yes.
trip. Through the Shenandoah, I think,
mm-hmm.
that I have seen tickets for online before. That seems like nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I think Ashland
mm-hmm.
has a train day.
Really?
Ashland, Virginia. Yeah. I don't know when it is exactly,
mm-hmm.
but I'll find out and get back
okay,
to you on that.
Okay, that would be great.
Yeah.
That would be great.
As we close out, is there... any final words of wisdom?
I'd like to say in terms of wisdom and in terms of age and trying to be more in tune, listening is a great skill to me. Being able to listen to a person, and when I say that, quietly listen to them so they can talk to you. You can get a feeling of what they are thinking and feeling. And it means a lot to a person when you just listen to them. And they can feel comfortable talking to you. And they also can trust that whatever they tell you, that's going to remain private.
I think that's a beautiful word of wisdom. And I think a reminder to listen is always well heeded.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with that advice, I think we'll close out here on WWER. Thank you so much, Ethel, for joining us.
Thank you. It's been a privilege, really.
And thank you to all those who are listening in. This is Mayor Robin Schick on Porch Talk for 88.1 Colonial Beach, WWER.
If you enjoy the programming on WWER, please consider making a donation. You can find out more at wwer.org/membership.